South Kootenai Radio.
Tune in, listen, and enjoy.
Oh,
the game. I didn't mind if they groomed me for success, or if they said that I was just a fool. So I left there in the morning with a God tucked underneath my arm, the half-assed smiles and the book of rules. And I asked this God a question, and by way of firm reply, he said, I'm not the kind you have to wind up on Sundays. So to my old headmaster and to anyone who cares, before I'm through, I'd like to say my prayers. I don't believe you. You had the whole damn thing all wrong. It's not the kind you have to wind up on Sunday. And they taught me how not to play the game. I didn't mind if they groomed me for success, or if they said that I was just a fool. So to my old headmaster and to anyone, yes, before I'm through, I'd like to say my prayers. I don't believe you. You had the whole damn thing all wrong.
He's not. 多难的书, 拼呗。 I'm going down this road. I'm feeling bad. Think by my heart. It's running down on me. No, darling. If I care. I met a man in St. Louis. He wrote me a song. I wrote just like this here. I'm going down this road. I'm feeling bad. If I don't get you, baby, I don't want nobody, yeah. No, darling, I don't want nobody. That says I'm going down this road. I'm feeling bad. Stank by my heart. It's running down me. I need somebody to talk to me. That's a sad song. I lost everything I had in there.
Support for this podcast comes from CarMax, offering more than 35,000 used cars and trucks online and in stores from coast to coast. Learn more at CarMax.com.
In Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. At least 25 people have now died from the Washington State mudslide. Officials are still trying to reach 9 bodies trapped in debris. 90 people are unaccounted for. Bob Calkins is the spokesman for the Washington State Patrol. He's hopeful that more survivors can be found.
You know, there's a point where your head says it's a recovery operation and your heart still says it's a rescue operation. And I don't know that which one of those is winning out right now.
The mudslide is in the town of Oso, about 55 miles north of Seattle. The enormous debris field covers a square mile. Pope Francis received President Obama at the Vatican today. Obama told the pontiff that he was a great admirer of him. NPR's Silvio Poggioli says the two leaders share concern for efforts to fight poverty.
For his part, the president has repeatedly praised Francis for his emphasis on helping the poor. And if they hit it off, the Pope may prove a crucial ally in helping promote some of the Obama administration's initiatives, such as raising the minimum wage and giving a boost to the middle class.
But the Pope was also expected to take up issues where he differs from Obama, such as contraception and deportation of undocumented workers. The International Monetary Fund has agreed to a $14 to $18 billion bailout for Ukraine to help that country avert bankruptcy. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the Ukrainian government immediately announced an increase in the price of gas.
The IMF bailout is a crucial first step for the acting government in Kiev to avoid default on its debts. The infusion will allow some breathing space for reforms, some of which will hit Ukrainians in the pocketbook. Saying Ukraine remains on the edge of bankruptcy, Acting Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk announced that natural gas prices will jump by some 50% as of May, with more rises to be phased in over the next 4 years. The IMF says this agreement, when fully implemented, will unlock access to as much as $27 billion over the next 2 years. In addition to painful economic reforms, Ukraine is expected to tackle a chronic corruption that has plagued the country for years. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Kiev.
Aerial searching for the missing Malaysian Airlines jet has been called off today because of bad weather. Several ships remain at the huge search area in the southern Indian Ocean. It's about 1,500 miles southwest of Perth, Australia. They're looking for any of the scores of floating objects that have been detected by satellites. Officials want to find and check them quickly to see if they may possibly be debris from the missing plane. Malaysian officials say the flight ended in that area. Two firefighters died fighting an apartment fire last night in Boston. Officials say the flames blew up quickly because of the gale force winds striking Boston at the time. The firefighters had already rescued several other people. You're listening to NPR. March Madness resumes tonight with half the 16 remaining men's Division I college basketball teams in action. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the games feature a couple of tournament upstarts and favorites.
With the tournament now down to the Sweet 16, noted college hoops statistician Ken Pomeroy gives the Florida Gators and Arizona Wildcats, both number one seeds, the best shots at getting to the championship game. But there's business at hand tonight as the Gators hope their tough defense can stop Pac-12 tournament champion UCLA and its 6'9" point guard Kyle Anderson. Arizona plays San Diego State. Both teams are known for their tenacious defense. Also, Dayton plays Stanford in the Sweet 16. Surprise matchup. 11th-seeded Dayton beat Ohio State and Syracuse in earlier rounds. 10th-seeded Stanford beat highly regarded New Mexico and Kansas. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The longest-held inmate on Japan's death row has been freed. 78-year-old Iwao Hakamada was convicted in the 1966 murder of a family. A Japanese court now says investigators likely fabricated the evidence against him. A retrial has been ordered. Hakamada has spent 45 years on death row, but his execution was not carried out because of a long appeals process. It took Japan's Supreme Court 27 years to hear his first appeal for a retrial. He filed a second appeal in 2008. That one resulted in his release. Asian markets were mixed in today's trading. Japan's Nikkei was up 1%. Markets in Shanghai, Australia, and Hong Kong all lost ground today. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.
Thanks for tuning in. This is SKR, South Kootenai Radio. Don't forget to check out the Country Hour, weekdays at 10 a.m. on South Kootenai Radio.
St. Louis. My baby's down in San Antonio. I don't know why the woman left me. All I know is my baby's gone.
just believe in me. Yoko and me.
That's reality.
The dream is over. What can I say?
Listening to South Kootenay Radio, where they do not play Michael Bolton, Millie Vanilli, or Engelbert Humperdinck. Yeehaw!
Thank you. Yes, indeed, my troubles are hard. mama's in the kitchen, baby and all. Everything is everything. Everything is everything. But you're missing. Jackets on the chair, papers on the doorstep, but you're not there. Everything is everything. Everything is everything. But you're
Frost. We're listening. I ended up spitting. See, I didn't have enough spit. Now you got too much.
I got too much.
Yeah, you're spitting all over me.
Okay.
Okay.
We're rolling. It can be drunk.
Yeah.
I've been
Okay. Holy cash, Frost. We're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Tune in weekdays at 8:15 for this day in rock and roll history. Rock on!
See you on the flip side.
Sarvesham Svastir Bhavatu Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschit dukkha bhag
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for coming. We're here to celebrate the life and music of George Harrison. This is a blessed occasion for me because I can share my love of George with you. And I think most important of it all is that his wife Olivia and his son Danny can experience and witness how much we loved him through his music tonight. So thank you for coming again. At this point, I'd like to introduce one of my great heroes, the maestro Ravi Shankar.
Thank you, Eric. Dear friends, I strongly feel that George is here tonight. I mean, how can he not be here when all of us who love him so much have assembled all together to sing for him, to play music for him? I'm sure he's here.
simply takes my breath away. When you speak, it's wet and round. How can I get my mouth and my lips to say? Sit and talk with me a while. Show me what there is to say. Promise I will make you smile. Once for every heartbeat, each and every day.
He knows everything.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh,
broadcasting from the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio.
I don't want.
Corporation.